She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much for coming back and listening. I've got the lovely Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum with me. We're going to be talking all about something called a restrictive airway disease, and it's named asthma. And we're going to be talking about how you, if you suffer from asthma, can breathe more easy and naturally. Jacob, thanks so much for being here.
Always a pleasure, Holly. And for those 20 million of you out there who suffer with wheezing, shortness of breath, unexplained coughing a lot of times, what we're going to talk about today is what's going on in asthma. Because basically, this is a condition where the airways that carry air into the lungs, which are these muscular tubes, they go into both spasm and inflammation. So treating both of those can leave you feeling and breathing a whole lot easier.
Yeah. So, and it, you know, having asthma can be really scary for folks because, I mean, Jacob, it's your air, it's your eye, it's your breath. And it's devastating for folks that feel, I mean, I had a patient just the other week, and she had an attack, and she hadn't had an attack. It was a childhood asthma that she quote unquote grew out of, had an attack as an adult onset for the first time and was really scared.
Mm-hmm. And when you can't breathe, it is scary. Like you say, that's your breath. Now, here's the difference, though. If you know what's going on and what to do, it puts you back in control again. And
right.
Once you know, that power will leave you not being as scared. So let's take a look at a couple things for listeners to understand. Number one, about half of it is allergic. So treating the allergies, whether it's by cleaning up house, getting rid of the dust, using dust covers, using an electrostatic air cleaner. If you own your home and you have a furnace, that's $700 it costs to put an electrostatic air cleaner in can make a dramatic benefit, especially for kids with asthma. If you have food allergies, elimination diet, treating the leaky gut. But especially there's a technique called NAEP. It's an acupressure allergy elimination technique that is remarkable for allergies. It knocked out my hay fever in 20 minutes. It was just pretty amazing. So going through a series of about 15 to 25 NAT treatments, if you go to the website www.naet.com, you'll find over 10,000 practitioners worldwide. So these are some simple background things, but there's so much more. And Holly, we have over 4,000 people dying in the U.S. each year from asthma. That's crazy. If doctors simply learned that when somebody's in the hospital or even during a severe asthma attack, give them intravenous magnesium.
Right.
It'll often help break the attack. Also, vitamin B6. Birth control pills cause vitamin B6 deficiency, and the vitamin B6 deficiency causes asthma.
Right.
So if you simply take a good multivitamin that has the magnesium, has the vitamin B6, I like the energy revitalization system of vitamin powder, which will have all of that in there, and people can find that simple thing helps them breathe easier. And what arguably is probably the best herb on the planet for asthma would be Boswellia.
Yes.
Also known as frankincense. But it has to be the right kind. I would get one called BosMed.
BosMed.
That's by Europharma. Awesome product. 500 milligrams. Take one, or even during acute attacks, two, twice a day. Give it 6 weeks to really kick in and start to settle down the inflammation. That, along with the proper fish oil. And again, as you were talking about before, not all fish oils are so good. The one that I use is one called Vectomega, which just has the omega-3s. You take one or two of those pills a day instead of 8 to 16 big fish oil capsules. No toxins. And those two, the Boswellia and fish oil, will decrease inflammation. And I'm going to give one other quick tip, too, before we move forward a little bit more, some other things with it. Keep your chest warm. There's a reflex arc between the muscles in the chest and the organs below it, including the airways. So if you're sitting there having a wheezing fit and you're in a hospital bed wearing this thin hospital robe with cold breezes going across your chest, it's going to go into spasm. The same thing at home. Put on a nice warm sweater. Hug a pillow to your chest if you need. You know, keep your chest muscles warm because that also helps relax and release the airways so you can breathe again. So it doesn't have to be complicated stuff.
No, well, no. And I mean, especially I think the warm is really an important point, especially if somebody is kind of in a space where they're feeling that these attacks are coming on more frequently, and or they're immunocompromised, and so their inflammation is up, and or their breathing is compromised. And so I think that's really important. And I love, you know, always, I think you and I, you know, we were at the Natural Products Expo together, and I love how you pitch us sort of like he said, she said, because you have an MD medical degree, trained obviously in conventional Western reductionistic medicine. I think born as a healer and as a consumer advocate and as a lovely person. I have an ND, so a naturopathic medical doctor. Principles are different, but you know, I love how you're like, well, identify and treat the cause. And as you said, asthma, a lot of it is allergic. And so the electrostatic air cleaner, amazing, right? Because it just circulates and cleans out the antigens in the air, so you're not reacting so much. Food sensitivities. I know that we've cleaned up a lot of different asthma cases with food sensitivities, and just kind of, you know, I'll use the blood type diet at first to get folks started, just until, unless we're, you know, while we're, I should say, kind of figuring out anything else that's going on. That helps quite a bit. And as you said, the Nambutrapad allergy elimination technique, for those allergies that people live, I mean, here in California, people just have seasonal allergies, and you see it coming, and it gets worse with age because I don't think they're clearing out through their liver as well as we grow older, and they suffer, their breath suffers. And it's like, you know, it's oxygen, it's life. And this is a very important topic.
Absolutely. And remembering the diet again, because common asthma triggers include a lot of the food dyes. It blew me away when I was a resident. There's a medication called Quibron, which is an asthma medicine, and they thought it looked very pretty if it was yellow, and they colored it with food color dye number 5, which is tartrazine, which is a major asthma trigger. So they're coating the asthma tablets with it until they finally realized, oh, ooh, maybe that's not a good idea. But benzoate, sulfate, there's so many different things. So if you have severe asthma, you know, like say, take the vitamin powder, the Boswellia, and the Vectomega for the fish oil. Give your body what it needs to support and settle down the spasm. And then do an elimination diet. If you go to my website at endfatigue.com, do a search on elimination diet, you'll see a kinder, gentler elimination diet that was made by Dr. Doris Rapp, who is one of my favorite environmental medicine doctors. And you go through it, and you see if the asthma settles down as you eliminate the foods. Then you add them back in one at a time, and then you see what the triggers are. But again, you don't have to avoid these foods the rest of your life. Once you figure out what they are, then you can go to the NAT practitioner, and they can usually clear the sensitivities.
Yeah, and I love that. So endfatigued.com, and I love that you say a more gentle, rational approach to food elimination diet, because that can get pretty laborious and overwhelming for folks. And then I think it's giving hope when people are like, oh, I love that food. I can't believe I can't eat it anymore. You can go to your NAET practitioner and go ahead and remove that allergy. And I've seen great success there.
Let's give one last quick thing for asthma. The steroids. Adrenal support can be very, very helpful. There's a product called Adrenal Stress Zen that will help. But for those of you trying to wean off prednisone, many of the asthma medicines are actually very good. This is an area where doctors do well with the medications they have. But if you need to wean down the prednisone, you can't get below a certain point. Once you get below 5 milligrams of prednisone, you can switch to natural or bioidentical, I should say, Cortef. And as long as you keep that under 20 milligrams, which is like 4 a day, it can be safely used long-term so that you don't have to try to wean totally off until the asthma is under control.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, those are great tips. And like I said, as you said, over 20 million people suffer from asthma, and you can breathe easily, more naturally, more to have your breath back. I mean, as a restrictive airway disease, we can decrease the inflammation. Watch those allergies. And if you find the allergies, have them removed. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, thank you so much. This is Dr. Holly Lucille. You're on Radio MD. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Your Radio MD. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.